Someone that's going to be hanging out under the shade of the wonderful trees in Kings Park very, very soon, coming through a little earlier in December. War on Drugs are going to be here. They're going to be in Borloo, ready to play, ready to, you know, ready to rock a little bit of a park action. Hopefully it's not a 40 degree day, but I think if it was, we'd be all right. We'd make it through. It's 5 years since they last toured Australia. American indie rock psychedelia band The War on Drugs returning for a national tour, and they're bringing Spoon along with them, headlining shows all over the country, and on the 11th of December here in Perth, Borloo, at Kings Park. Since their last visit, the Grammy award-winning band released their fifth studio album, I Don't Want to Live Here Anymore, which garnered a second Grammy Award nomination, Best Rock Song, as well as a Brit Award nomination. Joining me on Brekkie this morning is the band's drummer, Charlie Hall. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I am melting a little bit today, but it's okay. I think I'll be all right. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's pretty frigid here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we are really on the opposite ends of the of the scale there.
Of the earth.
Yeah, I think so. We were saying off air, you'll have to pack your shorts when you get over here, because it's definitely not cold weather. When you get over here, it's definitely going to be a little bit chilly.
So I'll pack a pair of shorts. I'll never wear them, but I'll pack them.
You'll have to. I mean, otherwise you have to go in the ocean in your jeans, and that's not a hot look on anyone, is it?
That is not a good look.
All right, well, we're excited to have you here. You are coming, the start of December, and it's going to be the first time you've been here in a hot minute. I Don't Live Here Anymore, the album you're touring, coming out into the world in 2021, following on from 2017's A Deeper Understanding. When you got back into the studio and you started to put together I Don't Live Here Anymore, was there anything that you knew you wanted to do differently with this record?
Well, I think you're always looking to, find new, at least new ways to say things, or to, when we tour, we play so much, and the band gets so sort of well oiled, or however you want to say it. So I think that part of it is you want to try to capture some of that, that feeling, of a band that's really playing together and understanding each other. But in terms of trying to say new things or something, sometimes maybe that's, finding a new melodic device, or, finding a new way to voice something, and sort of whether that's a key change, new things like that, new tunings. Sometimes like a new par tuning will just kind of open up the instrument, and you approach it a totally new way, because you're not confined to putting your fingers in the places where they usually go.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's something that I think can be really exciting, and is to just kind of to give yourself a new palette to paint with, and sort of find a new tuning, so that you're in all of a sudden you're in these new modes.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of one way that can really be done.
Yeah.
But still, of course, you want to still make sure everything's in your voice, and you're not just trying to sound like something else, that you're not.
Mm. Yeah. I think it does sound like a well-oiled machine. I think that's a great way to put it, that you put it there. I think that this record it doesn't sound like a huge departure from what we're used to from War on Drugs, but it sounds still new and still exciting. So I think talking about it in the way that you are, with, slight, subtle changes and small shifts to the palette that you are working with, that's what's exciting, right?
Right. Well, and now we've been playing these songs for 2 years, so the songs, of course, continue to evolve, and they exist this way on the record. But once you really start playing it, you know, sometimes like the song on the record, like sometimes, you know, if it's like a first or second take or something, you've played the song a couple times, you know, ever.
Yeah.
But like now we've played these songs, you know, 200 times and you continue to just like find new, you know, new elements of the song that you want to bring out, or you just like find new ways to play that song. So that's been kind of cool too. And hopefully that'll be fun for folks who have had time to sort of like get familiar with the record and love the songs in that form. Hopefully, you know, people will enjoy hearing the songs the way that they live now, you know, which is different 2 years later.
Yeah, I think that's probably a benefit to having a little bit of time after the albums come out. I think that obviously there's no hard and fast mm-hmm. rules, but, you know, quite often we see a band put an album out and then they're right on the road. And obviously that happened with you too, but for us here in Perth, it's been a while. We've been getting to hang out with this record a little bit. And, yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting to see where those grooves have changed and what's changed about them.
We've been... We've been rehearsing for Perth for 2 years now.
It's going to be the best show ever. I think it sounds like it's going to be the right one. Yeah, a lot of rehearsal. When you were in Australia last time, was there anything that stuck out to you, anything in particular that you're really looking forward to getting involved with and being a part of this time you're here?
Oh, I mean, I just can't wait to be back. I mean, it's a place that we all love and feel very connected to, and it's a place that has shown us a lot of love, you know? Mm. And so I sort of like, I've always just felt very comfortable there. And, you know, because we've had the privilege of coming over a bunch of times, I just, you know, it's like when you really start to get familiar with somewhere, it's like, you know, like when I'm in Sydney, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to walk around Surrey Hills and go to that bakery that mm-hmm. I know and, you know, go get down to the water. Or if I'm in Melbourne, it's like, I know I want to go down to that spot that I love where the record store is. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just, you know, or walk around the gardens. And so it's just fun to sort of have a slight familiarity, but it's such a magically sort of foreign place that it remains, you know, exciting and thrilling and new every time we're there. Even though I've been, you know, been there enough that I feel comfortable, it's still every time I'm there, I'm like sort of, you know, just thrilled to sort of be in this place, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a bit of a silly question for you this morning to sort of round up our quick chat. I think that I love to throw a silly one
Maybe
in there.
Have a silly answer.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, the album is called "I Don't Live Here Anymore." Is there a place that you have, you know, always wanted to live? That in an alternate universe where, you know, real life consequences and family and all sorts isn't a factor that plays into your decision making? Is there somewhere bizarre that you've always wanted to live as opposed to not living there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where
on
is
the
it?
The coast of Maine.
The coast of
it's
Maine?
On, it's called, on the coast of Maine, it's called Deer Isle. It's you know, maybe three hours if you wiggle up the coast, about 3 hours. It's on Penobscot Bay. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And it's, you know, it has a similar kind of terrain or whatever you would maybe call it as almost like the Olympic Peninsula, you know, something like up in the northwest, because if you think about it, it's the same, you know, latitude. So it's you know, there's a similar, it's similarly like the crispest, coolest air, and, you know, the water is, you know, it's super cold, and it's rocky coast and lots of evergreens and moss growing on.
Oh, it sounds delightful.
It's the best. It's really my favorite place in the world to be. And, you know, living there there's reasons why it doesn't exactly make sense. You know, for me, for my family, but if, you know, like you said, like just if it was just like plop me down where my heart is, you know, that's where I would land.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me on breakfast this morning. When we imagine you, we'll imagine you in that space in Maine. I think that sounds pretty delightful. And you'll be here in Perth on the 11th of December here in Kings Park. Folks can get their tickets and you know, get across what's happening with war on drugs. You've got a little bit of warning now. We've got a couple of weeks before they're going to be here. Charlie Hall, thank you so much for joining me on Brekkie.
Thank you. See you in a few weeks.